Andrew, good morning.
Morning, Neil.
You're down in Cuzco in Peru. Things are
I am indeed.
not going according to plan, I'm told. Is that right?
That is correct. They're far from according to plan.
And there's what?
So
There's is
we're
there
stuck
about
here.
how many other Irish tourists are with you and Marie?
So in the hostel we're in at the moment, there's only four Irish, but in Cusco and Lima, there's somewhere in the region of 63 that we have direct contact with.
All Irish, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. And you can't get back to Lima because the country's under a military lockdown, Peru, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, we can't even, whatever about Lima, we can barely go outside to the shop.
Okay. So how bad is it?
So I suppose it's we don't have an issue with safety or security as such, right? But the whole place is locked down. If you walk out in the street now, you need to have to make sure you have a mask. You have to go out as an individual. There's military police everywhere. You'll be questioned as you're walking somewhere as to where you're going, why you're going there. So, it's just, I suppose, the Yeah, it's a hostile environment as such. Not we don't have a fear directly for our safety, but as I said, we don't have control. We can't do much. We have to stay in our room for most of the day. We have to keep away from other people, and food and stuff like that isn't as easy to come by as you're normally used to. So it's just a very different scenario. And also, we're not very confident that after the 15 days that everything will just open up. Hence why we're kind of reaching out and trying to get the government to help us get home as soon as
So
possible.
is the lockdown period for 15 days, are you saying?
Initially, the president stated that it would be for 15 days, but I suppose the underlying tones are that, yeah, that's a start, but that would most likely continue in some shape, form, or
So
manner.
what acceptable reason would there be for you to be on the streets? Is it going to and from a supermarket?
Yeah, so I suppose this is part of the crux is that the president of Peru stated that you are allowed outside individually. Sorry, the president stated you're allowed outside to go to a pharmacy, a bank, or a supermarket.
Okay.
But in the reality, from the police and military on the street, as a foreigner, it's not really been taken that way. They expect you not to be outside. So whenever you do go outside, and obviously you stand out, they will question you and they will challenge you. We were in a queue for a supermarket a couple of days ago, and we were kicked out of it by a policeman. And I mean, we have no retaliation. We're not going to argue with them because we've seen people get arrested and detained. So we just had to walk away. Whereas everybody else who was a proven national had no problem going in. So there's that kind of stuff going on, and it's not everybody, right? There's some really nice police people out there and military helping out and giving us masks, but there's the other side of it as well.
And what are they expecting? For you to give them money, is it? To leave you alone and leave you stay in the queue?
Not really, I don't think so. The feel we get and we're talking to our locals in the hostel and stuff is that there are some people from Peru who just see Europeans as, oh, you brought the virus here, you have it. You're a white gringo, you're after bringing this to our
It's
place here,
your
and we don't
fault.
like that.
And how bad
Yeah.
is COVID-19 in Peru with regards to infections and deaths?
So I suppose we'll start to the start. When we first came in roughly on the 14th of March or somewhere around that, before we moved country, we were in Bolivia and we said, we'll have a look. And at the time there was 11 cases and we said, that's pretty good compared to what's going on in Europe. So we didn't really have a concern, right? But the 2 days after that, then they locked down the whole country. And between then and now, there's a lot of cases. And I'm seeing on the news, roughly there could be 600 or 700 new cases a day. I'm not sure
Oh
about the
my
deaths
God,
exactly, but
every day.
they have quite a number. Yeah.
Yeah, but they've gone into lockdown. Their numbers seem to be climbing higher than ours. So you were traveling around South America. Did it ever strike you as a good time to get home earlier than now, though?
Yeah, so we looked at that. I mean, we started our trip in December of last year, and we spent time in Brazil, Argentina, and Chile. And I suppose as we were coming up through Chile, so that would have been one of the last countries before Bolivia and Peru. We were keeping an eye on it, but what we saw was that, Italy, Europe was getting hammered, and that South America was actually pretty relaxed
I
and pretty
see.
controlled. And we
Yeah.
said we felt safer and better to stay there than go home. We did think about it. But we said, if we fly into Ireland now, right, there's more chance of us catching it. What are we going to do? Going to quarantine and all the rest of it. But it just turned so quickly. I mean, within 24 hours, we were planning going up Machu Picchu to, okay, now we have to stay in a hostel for 15
Oh my
days.
God, you didn't
Like,
even get
and that was
up top of
within
Machu
24
Picchu. You
hours.
didn't even make it to Machu Picchu. That's unfortunate. All that,
No.
all gone.
Yeah.
Travel all that far. So who's feeding you then? Are other people buying food for you?
Well, no, we can get out the supermarket situation. I mean, it's not every day, right? That's happened to us once, and we just moved to a different one
Okay.
then.
Yeah.
But we're okay that way. Now, we're in a hostel where there's no kitchen facility for us, but they provide food. Now, they have roughly, it kind of fluctuates because people do leave and some people move into the hostel, about 80 to 100 people. And they feed us for a nominal price, but they are struggling to get enough food, for everybody, because they can't buy from the supermarket side, or they have to just figure it out themselves
But are
and bring it in
you
from farms and things like that.
are you safe though? You know what I'm saying? Your own personal safety, your possessions.
Yeah, well, we personally feel okay in that manner. We don't feel directly at risk, but we are hearing stories about military and police going into hostels, shutting down hostels, detaining foreigners, or just even maybe not detaining, going in and telling them that they can't be out in the courtyard, they can't be having meals, they can't be having a drink and things like that. So there's always the risk of, I suppose, police or military coming in, and even the hostel staff here. Like we have a protocol that if a police person's at the door, they'll see them on the camera and they'll shout to us, and everybody has to scatter and get into the room, close the door. Lock the doors, pull the curtains, and things like that. So, there is an air of I suppose risk there, but we're not directly. We don't feel it. I don't feel at risk this minute now,
Okay, but there
but I do
certainly
feel
seems,
confined.
yeah, confined, because there certainly seems to me, from what you're saying to me, an element of blame towards Europeans in the way they're treating you.
Yeah, and we have heard that, but like that's not everyone now as well, to be fair. I
I
suppose, look, I
know,
don't want
yeah.
to push off the proving people, but that's just some of the negative,
But
yeah.
hasn't Simon Coveney chartered a plane to get you guys home? Is it that you're so, what are you, like 11, 1200 miles from the capital now, is it?
Correct. Yeah, we're about at least a 20-hour drive over the Andes to get there. So he has stated that there's a plan for a plane, and they haven't given us a definite timeline. I'm sure they're working out all the bits and pieces with that. So we're looking forward to hearing that. But the probably bigger problem we have is that the roughly 130 Irish that are in Peru are probably scattered across a dozen different villages, towns, and cities. And obviously, Peru is a much bigger country than the likes of Ireland. So there's some people there where there are no roads to get to Lima, right? So there's a place called Iquitos with, I think, 11 Irish citizens, and they can't get a bus, right? You have to get a flight. There's no other way. It's in the rainforest. So that's kind of what's concerning people now, is that can everyone get to Lima
Because of the
to get the
zero,
flight?
there's a zero tolerance travel policy. Does that mean that nobody can actually just travel unless it's, I don't know, could they get you a diplomatic pass or something? I mean, nobody can just get into a truck and drive.
Yeah, so that's not allowed. You have to have, I can't remember the name, but it's like a special pass from the police to be allowed to drive. Main people who have that are people who are like delivering gas, or if they're a police officer or an ambulance driver or things like that. So they have to get a special permission to do so. And we did see that a couple of days ago. Air France had a chartered flight back to Paris for their citizens in Lima, and there was people coming from Cusco to go to Lima, and they had been given a pass for the bus, and the French were on the bus. Now, I'm not sure how far they got or whether they got on the bus, but at short notice it was cancelled, and the French embassy tweeted this themselves to say they were very sorry to their citizens, but for some reason the Peruvian government decided to rescind the permission they had given to get that bus to Lima, so those people didn't get to get out.
Oh my God.
So
So
that's the kind of concern.
you've had no update in spite of the fact that Simon Coveney says that he has chartered a British Airways plane to send it to Lima to pick you guys up, and he's trying to get all of you to Lima in the next few days. That's as much as you know.
As much as we know is that there are or is a plan to have a plane, but there's no detail on that. They have asked us for our passport numbers and things like that. So it does feel like it's progressing,
He's on the
but I
case.
suppose we'd like it to be a bit quicker, but
I
we
know.
understand there's complexities there.
Okay, well, let us find out and get an update from the Department of Foreign Affairs. Are you in touch with family and friends back in Cork and, I suppose, back in Mitchelstown?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, WhatsApp is what we have here. Everyone's using it. We're using our groups to keep everyone informed. Colleagues, friends, family, everyone's in touch. So, we're not locked out as such. So
Okay, well, we'll stay.
we feel comfortable from that
Okay, well,
perspective.
stay safe. We'll stay in touch. People back home haven't forgotten about you. We'll talk soon, Andrew, okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate the help.
Cheers.